The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 2nd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and I'm all by myself today. Just here on my own. Just gonna give you a quick update. Wasn't a ton of stuff that happened yesterday. So just gonna hang out with the chat. If you want to join me live, I am on YouTube, Periscope, Facebook, Twitch, and all the things. So make sure you come and join me in the chat and ask me some questions along the way. We'll have some fun. All right, so let's get into it. I'm going to tell you everything that happened on the feeds yesterday for Big Brother 20. And for the most part, it was just, again, sort of confirming that for the Faute side, it was confirming that it's a unanimous vote to evict Brett. And for the Level 6 side, it was confirming that it's going to be a 5-4 vote to evict Rachel. So that's fun. We should have a fun night tonight. I think we're going to have some fun. We started the day with Rockstar and Bailey. They were talking about their targets and who they want to, you know, put up on the block, who they want to target. Rockstar is saying that she does want to backdoor Tyler still, but she wants to put some people on the block. She wants like Sam up on the block. Rockstar, she wants to put up JC, but no, she doesn't. She doesn't want to do that. She can't do that. She has personal reasons why she can't do that. And Bailey's like, okay, well, I mean, I wanted to put JC up, but Fessy wouldn't let me. Rockstar's like, yeah, I would too, but I can't. But Bailey doesn't really bite on the bait, so we're gonna save that for later. Angela then has a conversation with Bailey, and she is going to ask Bailey about this whole Tyler situation, the whole thing that got Rachel in trouble. She's gonna say, Bailey, Rachel told me that Tyler told you that he would only use the veto if I went up on the block. Is that true? And Bailey said, no. I don't know. No, I didn't say that. I said Tyler asked me if you would go on the block. Maybe Rachel misconstrued that, but I don't know what's going on here. I don't know why she's acting like that. I didn't say that. No. Nope. Nope. No, sir. Angela's just like, okay, that's good. I was just making sure because I don't really know where Tyler's head is at. and I want to make sure he's not coming for me. And Bailey's like, do not worry about Tyler. He is not coming for you. I promise we're all good. So don't worry about it. So then Bailey, of course, is pissed at Rachel because Rachel spilled the beans to Angela. And so Bailey's going to go and find Rachel and Rachel, what are you doing? Why are you telling Angela this? If Tyler found out about this, he'd be so pissed, which is like, yeah, that's why you shouldn't have said it in the first place. It really, really messed you up, Bailey. Not only did Tyler get pissed at you, but Rachel got pissed at Tyler and you and the rest of her alliance, and the rest of her alliance got pissed at her, and now they're sending her home and you don't even realize it. So it's a lot more than just Tyler being pissed. She was mad. Then Rachel was annoyed because now Bailey's mad at me and everyone's mad and everyone's talking and it's just a bunch of messy ridiculousness. Rockstar and Haley are going to have a conversation. They're going to talk about who they want to target. Rockstar just really loves talking about who she's going to target eventually. Next week when she wins HOH, it's going to happen. And also I really feel like Rockstar, as I kind of alluded to in the first conversation, was trying to bait somebody into asking her about JC and why she won't put him up. I got that feeling because she really just kind of brings this up out of nowhere. Like they're talking about targets, and then Rockstar again, kind of out of nowhere, is like, yeah, and you know, JC is somebody that I want to put up, but I can't. And Haley is like, oh, why can't you? And Rockstar's like, haha, here we go, finally. Well, I'm an ally to the gays, so. Can't put JC up. And Haley's just like, that's dumb. That's so stupid. Why? That's not a good reason to do that. And Rockstar is just like, oh yeah. No, totally. That's probably, I mean, I probably would do it. It's just, I don't want to because I'm such an ally. But I'm just making sure everybody knows that I am an ally. And just in case I do put JC up on the block, everyone should know that I didn't want to. I'm just forced to despite being an ally. And I just want to say that as many times as I can. Don't worry, Rockstar. We know we're good. You don't have to worry about anything. Everyone's good. They also talk about, Casey. Haley is a little wary of Casey, that she loves Casey. She doesn't want to put Casey on the block. But she feels like Casey's a big floater. She feels like Casey is in with a lot of people. And so she feels like, Somebody she should maybe have on the block at some point, that she would feel pretty good about that. They also talk about Tyler and how, like, man, what if Caitlin came back into the house? Nobody would fall for her nonsense anymore. But maybe Tyler. Tyler's easy to manipulate. Maybe Tyler would fall back into it. So that happened as well. Just talking about, you know, future targets, but a lot of this is kind of irrelevant because everything's going to change tonight when Brett stays in the house, hopefully. And we'll have some fun there. Make sure you guys are going on tangents in the chat. I don't even know what you guys are talking about, but if you want to ask me questions, feel free. Is Fess off of JC right now? No. Fess is still good with JC. Yes, Nikki points out, poor sweet innocent Tyler, so easy to manipulate. Oh, what a shame. Michael hopes Rachel stays. It's possible. I'll talk about something. Obviously, JC has promised his vote to evict Rachel, but he's also promised his vote to evict Brett, and he's a bit of a wild card. He could go anywhere. And then later in the day, we'll talk about Sam. Sam is also a bit of a wild card. So I don't think it's a given that Brett stays tonight. But you never know. You never know. Are they still in the whole female alliance thing? Nah, they're pretty much done with that. But the guys alliance starting up strong. And he wants to know which is looking to be more explosive, Rockstar's daughter's birthday or Bailey's sister's birthday. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I hope that if Brett stays, he thanks Rockstar for the vote. I agree, Vincent. I just really want Rockstar to go off on Brett. I really do. I really do. How funny is the coincidence of Fauci getting blindsided only when Rockstar votes? She's a jinx. She's gonna go into the bathroom someday and she's gonna go, man, what have I done? I voted them all out. And then we're gonna go, whoa, she really was the flip vote all along. Real cute. Real cute. All right. So, Casey's gonna talk about, how she's gonna tell most of level six throughout the day that, Rachel told her that, hey, we need to start branching out some more. We need to start talking more to the other Alliance, and trying to like get in with them. And Casey's gonna take this as a sign of disloyalty. She's jumping ship. I can't believe her. And so just more reason to vote Rachel out. It's not looking good for Rachel in that regard. Rachel and Angela are going to talk about the Bailey situation. Rachel's like, hey, now she's mad at me. And Angela's like, well, what do you want to do? Look, I needed to ask and see what's going on. Rachel is going to tell Angela more about Bailey's power. And through that, Angela is going to find out that it will last for at least 2 more weeks. So Angela now knows that. This is also the conversation where Angela is like very disinterested in the conversation. Rachel is going to ask Angela if she has her vote. She's going to be like, Rachel, really? Which is the sort of code word for no. Either that or I'm very insecure. That's something Fessy would do. What, really? I can't believe you're asking me that. So I'll always be skeptical of people that are like, how dare you? How dare you even question me? It's like, it's just a question. What do you want me to do? Who's going to put up Bailey soon? Decent amount of people, I think. I would not put it past all of level six to try and backdoor Bailey next week. Plus JC, Sam probably wouldn't, but she's a wild card. Never know what Sam's going to do. Haley wasn't on the show last night. Is she fading? No, I don't think so. I think Haley is still in the best position on the Faute/Hive side. And I still think she's probably one of the more capable players. Who would target Casey? Haley is the person most likely to, I think, target Casey, or at least put her on the block, with Scotty maybe being second most likely. So watch out for Haley and Scotty if you're a Casey fan. When did Rachel give the details of the power? It was just in this conversation I was talking about. Rachel talking to Angela. This is when she's going to describe more of the details to Angela. Angela is then going to talk to Tyler and reveal more of those details to Tyler. So Tyler now knows that that the power will last for at least 2 more weeks. And that's going to, of course, spread. Let's see. Yes, we'll talk about that. Is level six going down to level four? It's, yeah, they're just like we're calling Faute, no matter what they call themselves, we will continue to call level six, even though they will technically become level four, at the end of tonight. Bob says, bought myself 2 Haley stocks today after Taryn's terrible recommendation to buy Bailey last week. Look, sometimes you got to give advice, and maybe it's not good advice. But the good thing is that I didn't buy any Bailey last week. I bought it this week when it was nice and cheap. Sam, yes, we saw Sam have a meltdown. We'll talk about that. Bailey does not know that the house knows about her power. I would love to have Caitlin on the Taryn show. We'll talk about Caitlin. Caitlin has impressed me post Big Brother house. I'm on board. JC and Sam basically make it level six, right? Could Tyler slip into a coma and still win the game? No, he is having to work every single day. I don't get these people like, oh, Tyler's slipping into things. Like, this guy's working too much. I think he's making mistakes left and right, but his social game is keeping him afloat. Does Scotty figure out Tyler tonight? That's a good question. Will they get away with this, this flip vote? Honestly, I think that every single week I've been saying there's no way. They can't keep getting away with it. They can't. But I don't know. I just don't know anymore. I feel like Brett's going to give this speech and they might just genuinely believe that, that in the chaos, people flipped their votes and they're setting it up well. And, you know, it's just like, my normal game analysis mode would say, you do not get away with this. When five people vote one way and four people vote another way, the four people are not dumb enough to believe that the five people just happened to come together that way, especially when it's like the fifth week in a row that that happened. But man, these people are pretty dumb. So we'll just have to wait and see. Tyler has a conversation with JC. JC is not sure if he wants to win the HOH, and Tyler's like, whoa, no. That's always the last thing you want to hear from your allies is, I'm going to throw the HOH. Throwing the HOH is an incredibly selfish move in the game of Big Brother. It's a very helpful move, but it's a very selfish move. You don't do your allies any favors by throwing the HOH. So telling your allies that you're going to throw the HOH is a no-go. Never do it. So so Tyler's like, no, you should not be throwing the HOH. I want you to win the HOH. That's what I want to happen. JC's like, okay, no, I'm not going to win. I just, you know, I feel like I'm kind of good with people. I'm not sure who I'd target. And so Tyler makes sure to let him know, like, well, you were throwing names up there. You were throwing Rockstar's name up there. I'm sure that got back to Rockstar. That's no good. And JC's like, you're right. I should win and I should target Rockstar and Bailey. I kind of want to target Bailey now too. And Tyler agrees. She's kind of gone on a power trip, especially now that she has this power, which is dangerous and essentially gives her, 2 weeks of HOH in a row if she so chooses. So then Angela talks to Tyler. This is when she will tell him more about the Bailey details, Bailey's power details. CM wants to know, does Fauté have a chance at HOH again? They've got a 4 in 10 shot, I believe. It'll be 4 players to 10. And this is a quiz competition, as we will get to very shortly. So really anyone has a shot here. And I would definitely not put it past Fauté to be able to win this one. This is a good competition for them to be able to take on here, especially with the potential cheating going on with paper and pen. The feeds, this is perfect timing. The feeds go down and the players are shown GIFs of the season. One of which, importantly, was the GIF of JC falling off of the endurance competition. He was on a tree, and if you haven't seen the doctored GIF where he's just falling like infinitely, you should, because that's hilarious. But also just the regular one they showed on the show, that was one of the things that they saw. So there were multiple GIFs that they were shown, and they are going to spend the rest of the night studying these GIFs for the upcoming HOH competition. So this is what is going to be, this is the thing that's happening for the HOH competition. Annie says, wow, important moment in RHAP history. Taryn pronounces GIF with a hard G. Yeah, because that's how it's pronounced, and I will not accept any other forms of pronunciation. I don't care if you're the creator of the word. You don't get to do it. GIF is peanut butter. That's it. All right. They're gonna spend the rest of the night studying this of all things is really freaking the chat out. I just see it going crazy. They are going to be studying these GIFs for the rest of the night. Tyler is gonna ask Rachel to give him more details about Bailey's power. And this is one of the things I said to watch out for. Will Tyler get more of the details out of Rachel? He did kind of, because she told them to Angela, but he is going to try to get some more out of Rachel. And Rachel shuts him down. She's like, I don't want to say right now. It's not pertinent right now. I'll tell you later when it's pertinent. And Tyler's like, damn it. She's, We're going to vote her out soon, though. She's never going to be able to tell me. So that's Tyler is not going to get the full details. But at this point, he basically knows, I think, almost everything that she knows. And I don't think it's going to matter because Brett still plans on outing the fact that Bailey has this power during the ceremony. At which point, people are going to ask Bailey about the details of her power. And since she can't lie about it, I think that all of these details will spill out. So I don't think it matters ultimately. Let's see. Rachel should have blackmailed Bailey. Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if blackmail will ever really work in the house. Especially someone like Bailey, like you, people have mentioned that, like, Rachel should have blackmailed Bailey, but Bailey to me is not a person that would accept blackmail, especially in her current state of mind. Like, she's very, very, like, I am all powerful. And if you try to, like, take power away from somebody that is like very high on their own power, they're gonna get desperate and strike back. So I'm not exactly sure that would have worked. Let's see. Could Brett pretend to believe Scotty was the flip float and then try to act like he trusts Scotty completely? Yeah, I think that's possible. They're very good at the split vote stuff. You know, they're all saying that, even Brett, he's like, no, Angela and Rachel, or Angela and Casey are not voting to keep me. I'm trying to get the guys, and he's hanging out with Scotty, and JC is telling Fessy and the Faute side, oh, I saw Rockstar hanging out with Brett earlier. Like, they're just throwing a bunch of chaos into the mix. And you know, when Brett is campaigning to Fessy, which we'll talk about soon, and he's telling Fessy that, like, I don't have these votes, I don't have these votes, then Fessy goes and relays that to other people. It does make it seem more believable when it, like, oh, it's a last minute flip. Who, what happened? Brett wasn't even expecting those votes. So it really could work. And I don't even want to necessarily say, that they're, like, getting lucky, because they are doing pretty good work there. Like I said, they were studying last night. Brett in particular seemed to be really on top of the details of the gifts. He seemed very confident in his answers about the order and so on and so forth. You guys are asking about the cheating. There were some tweets about, first of all, Scotty was yelled at for trying to, write stuff down, which is not allowed when it comes to studying for the HOH competition, and then somebody caught Fessy hiding under the blankets with a piece of paper, likely that he was probably writing some stuff down on that potential piece of paper as well. So they're trying to cheat. I don't know if they're successful, but they're trying to. So watch out for that, if Fessy or Scotty win. Not that, look, it does it really matter? I don't think so. What are you gonna do? You know, if Kevin can sneak food into the bathroom, then, you know, they can sneak pieces of what, you know, whatever. Sam and JC are going to get into an argument. Okay, we'll finish up this. Lauren wants to know, will they get disqualified? No, I very much doubt that that they will get disqualified. This is not something that they want to have to talk about on the show. I bet that, you know, if they saw JC with the paper, or if they saw Fessy with the paper, they're going to talk to him in the diary room, and they're going to be like, do not do that again, or we will have to, you know, disqualify you, take away your stipend, blah, blah, blah. And then he probably won't do it anymore, and they won't have to address it on the show. Rob, I think, has a good theory here, saying, more likely Fessy was writing a love note to Haley. It's probably true. Probably true. All right. So Sam, after seeing these gifts, she was very upset. She was like, why is Sam upset? I don't understand why she's upset all of a sudden. I mean, Sam just kind of gets upset all the time, all over the place. So, you know, maybe she's just upset about who knows. And then we find out she's upset because she saw that gif of JC falling from the HOH competition. Rob says gifts are the devil. The devil. And she is now convinced that JC threw that competition. She thinks that he fell on purpose. And now she's really mad at JC because she was under the impression that she won that competition fair and square, that nobody threw that competition to her at all, and that she won it through her own merit. And, you know, nobody would ever throw that competition. Let's, you know, I can already anticipate you guys saying, well, she was yelling at Tyler to throw the competition and then he jumped off. And yes, you're right. Tyler did throw that competition. But guess what, guys? Sam can ignore whatever she wants to ignore because she's for female empowerment and things. This doesn't make any sense. But she's mad. She's mad that JC threw this competition potentially. And so she's going to confront JC about it. And JC's like, no, I didn't throw the competition. Like, no, this is not true. Sam just doesn't believe it. Sam is somebody who, again, like, she is very difficult to, like, deal with because she gets things in her head and then she you can't convince her otherwise. Like when we talked about when Tyler was hiding in the room and then Tyler was like, okay, now I'm going to sneak, I'm going to crawl and you're going to walk out of the door from the HOH room. And so nobody will see me. And Tyler was doing like the ninja rolls and everything. And she was like, oh, you've done this before, haven't you, Tyler? And he was like, no. And she was like, don't lie to me. Or like that same day when Rachel came into the HOH room and she was like, so what do you want to tell me? And Rachel's like, I don't have anything to tell you. And she's like, just get it over with. Like she has these like she is that epitome of the like insecure person that like just believes that the worst in you. And no matter what you say, she's going to be like, no. I know what you're thinking. She's like, she's that person that would be like, do I look fat in this dress? And you're like, no, you look great. She's like, I knew it. You think I look fat. I knew it. And you're like, what? No, you look amazing. She's like, don't lie to me. So that's Sam. That's Sam in this conversation to JC. JC's trying to deny it. It's not working. And so she comes away upset with this conversation, and this whole situation. She's going to talk to Tyler about it and Tyler's going to kind of calm her down a little bit, but, you know, it's like, what are you going to do? She can't, she just doesn't believe that he wouldn't have, thrown this. And you gotta kind of, you know, like, that's, you know, it was a funny moment and I'm sure they didn't anticipate this, but, it does kind of suck for JC a little bit if people are now thinking maybe he threw that HOH, because they got a chance to see it again on the screen. So I think you gotta kind of be careful. You gotta kind of be careful with those things when you show footage from the house. Brett and Fessy are going to have a conversation. This is one I alluded to previously. Brett is going to pitch his case to Fessy. As I mentioned, he's going to say, I don't have the women. I don't have their votes. And so this is kind of a thing where it's like Brett knows that he has the votes, but he's playing like he doesn't, which is going to help sell the whole picture that they're trying to sell. So Brett is playing Fessy in this conversation and Fessy is playing Brett in this conversation, pretending to agree with the pitch that Brett is making. And Brett's the other, like, Brett's pitch is multifaceted because what he's doing is he's trying to As he pitches to Fessy, he's trying to pretend, I don't have the votes. I need your vote to stay. Us guys need to stick together. I really want to work with you. I wouldn't go after you. And that's giving the message that that's helping sell the whole story for tonight. And it's also setting him up for when he stays. Maybe he'll have something with Fessy. And Fessy is just kind of like, oh, yeah, sure. I agree. You would be a better juror. I don't want the guys to leave, so on and so forth. But Fessy in this moment is just kind of like, yeah, I'm just telling him what he wants to hear. Whatever. So after this conversation, Fessy is going to go to Scotty and be like, yeah, I told him what he wanted to hear, but, I'm definitely voting him out no matter what. And they both agree that a girl has to go home next week. They can't keep taking the men out. And they want Tyler on their side. They feel like Tyler is solid. And Brett, even again, in that conversation with Fessy, was like, yeah, I need to make my pitch to Tyler. It's like level six has made some poor decisions, right? They took out Caitlin when they shouldn't have. Winston kind of was a wild card. Rachel blew her own game up. But when it comes to Tyler and protecting Tyler in the game, they somehow just become like really great players out of nowhere. Like they know exactly how to protect Tyler's cover. It's they all took lessons from Derek or something in with this undercover stuff. So Tyler is in good footing, good standing with Fessy and Scotty. They want to make sure that that some women leave the house after Brett leaves. But again, Brett's going to stay probably. So you never know. Then we get let's get to that probably, because it's a very important probably. Bailey is going to talk to Sam. And I did forget to mention in the conversation with Tyler and Rachel, when she told him that she is not going to reveal the more details about Bailey's power, Tyler then responds by saying, well, just so you know, Brett might do something crazy tomorrow night. He might throw Rockstar under the bus. He might maybe talk about you a little bit. But just so you know, whatever Brett does, don't freak out. Just stay calm. Don't out anything, because you're going to be good no matter what. Doesn't matter what Brett says, you're going to be good. So don't freak out. This is Tyler preparing her for what Brett's going to do, and trying to make sure she does not blow anything up on her way out the door. So this is getting around that Brett might have something to say. That's something that might happen. So Bailey is telling Sam that, hey, Sam, I'm worried because Brett might, and of course, Bailey, as Bailey does, is like makes this way more dramatic than it is. She's like, Brett's gonna verbally assault Rachel on his way out the door. He's gonna try to get a reaction from her. It's disgusting. And Sam's like, that's upsetting. Is that true? That would really upset me. And you know, a lot of people were listening to this conversation. They were like, oh my, like, I want, like, if Brett goes through with this speech and, you know, seemingly attacks Rachel, that could theoretically upset Sam enough that maybe she flips her vote at the last second. It's possible. Bob wants to know, how does Bailey know this? Like I said, it's kind of been getting around. Tyler told Scotty and Tyler told Rachel. And also it's just like, this is what Brett does. So like people were speculating that it was going to happen anyway. But Bailey does not, like, when I say this, Bailey did not know this. She is speculating and she's exaggerating, which is what Bailey does and what got her in this mess to begin with. So there is a small chance that Sam flips her vote at the last second if Brett pisses her off enough. There's also, of course, a small chance that JC flips his vote or never was going to flip his vote. So I do not think it's a given that Brett is staying, but I think it's like 95% at least that he's staying. But we could have another night where it's like, don't worry, guys, Brett's going to be here. And then all of a sudden Brett's gone and we're like, what? What just happened? So just so you know, if it happens, these are the seeds for why, probably, but probably not going to happen. Tyler does talk to, because Sam's going to go to Tyler after this, and she's going to be like, is Brett going to verbally assault Rachel? And he kind of explains, like, no, it's just going to be a thing. Like, don't worry about it. Tyler does calm her down. And this is why I do expect that it'll be fine for the most part. So that was basically the day. Nothing major happening in terms of any changes or anything like that. But just some funny stuff throughout the day, some more petty drama, and all of that nonsense. So let me know if you have any more questions, and we'll chat a little bit before we wrap this up. Tyler's gonna have to sew up things right before the show goes live. Yeah. Annie wants to know, who do I think will be the jury foreperson? That's an interesting question. Obviously it depends on, like who is in the finals. I think that, I think Casey could be a large voice in the jury if she's there. I think that, Brett, since he'll probably be there, I think a lot of people respect his opinion, and he may set the tone in terms of like, don't be personal. So those two are two I'd look out for. Scotty actually might be somewhat influential as well, since he's such a fan of the game. I'd watch out for him. Taryn, been listening to them study. Who do I think has a leg up on the HOH competition? I do think that Brett is in a decent spot. And you know, Fessy, Scotty, they were maybe cheating a little bit. That might help them a little bit. So watch out for them as well. Yeah, I mean, I think Scotty has a good chance just in general. So yeah, I'd look out for those three, but it could go anyway. What do I think about, will or has Brett altered his speech? No, Brett's going to, out Rachel and blame her for the Women's Alliance and for the, oh, he did mention that he's not going to talk about Rockstar anymore, which really makes me sad. Like really makes me sad. So I really hope he changes his mind about that. Bay will be the jury foreperson because nobody wants their guts laid out. That would be unfortunate. When is the first double eviction? That's a good question, because we did get some more information from Vegas, the spoiler. Vegas has tweeted, first of all, Vegas said, I'm not sure anyone has cried as hard as Sam has just cried in the DR, and a lot of house guests have blubbered in the DR over the years. Vegas claiming that, during this JC controversy, Sam, he's historically blubbering in the DR. I don't know about that. I mean, between Amber from BB-8 and like, the blanketing from 17, like really, really historically, I don't know. I don't know what the context is there. I don't know how many seasons this person is. But Vegas also said, tomorrow will be a memory comp, and no, it is not a double eviction, because there could be no double eviction this season because Caitlin couldn't solve the puzzle. So there could be, according to Vegas, there could be no double eviction because of Caitlin and her inability to solve the puzzle. Let's see. It said, if solved, the twist was that Caitlin would have a week of safety, but not be able to compete in that HOH. And then this week would have been a double eviction. Vegas says there's plenty of time for things to change, but the producers' plans and challenges are all locked ahead. With the surprise, there could be readjustment to be announced. So it's possible we just don't get the double eviction this season. I would be surprised if they stuck with that. But they do plan these things out ahead of time. Like I imagine takes, some money and manpower to have to, alter your plans and your challenges and all that. So, who knows? Honestly, I'd be fine. No, if there was no additional buyback and there were also no double evictions, I'd be fine with that. I'd prefer to lose double evictions to not have to deal with the buyback. Double evictions are hit and miss anyway. So, yeah, there you go. Let's see. Explain Bailey's power. People don't understand it. Bailey's power allows her to take over the nominations. She can go into the diary room before the nominations are made and say, these are the nominees that I want to make. At which point during the nomination ceremony, those two people will show up on the nomination board instead of the two people the HOH tried to put up on the block. But after that, she is powerless. She is eligible for renomination if the veto is used. Let's see. Yes, Rob. Rob is in the chat saying he's very astonished by the level of information that we're getting from Vegas. Rob is also going to. This is coming straight from breaking news from Rob Sesternino. Rob is reporting there could be a double eviction this season. There you go. You get both sides. Never tell me that I am a biased reporter. I report both sides. There could not be. There could be. What are you going to do? Let's see. What are the odds of a jury buyback? Well, I think if they tried to incorporate a double eviction, then they would probably have some kind of jury buyback. Yes, you can find Vegas on Twitter, the real Vegas for sure on Twitter. It could be good, yeah. Just give Caitlin a second crack at the puzzle, right? Does level 6 know that Bailey must make noms before the HOH does? I believe so. I believe so. But I don't think they're sure about anything. But like I said, I expect that the details of Bailey's power will likely come out once Brett exposes that she has it. Because, again, she can't lie about it, and people are going to be asking her. Rob gets his information from LaJuan. All right, who shouldn't want to win this next HOH? I don't know. I said on the roundtable, I feel like most people are fine winning it, because even people like Tyler, who might not want to win it, winning the HOH would keep him safe from Bailey's power, so that would be good for him. Yes, and then also, speaking of Caitlin, like I said, I've been impressed with her social media presence. She's like, people are wanting me to be bitter, but guess what, guys? I'm not bitter. People may have played me, they may have manipulated me, but that's the game, and I'm not gonna be mad about it. I respect that. That's a house guest I respect right there. Did I see the Swaggy Josh live stream? No. I only watch live streams of people who are not bitter. no, I didn't watch Caitlin's either, but I have respect for Caitlin's non-bitterness. All right. So that's what I've got for you this morning. Thank you guys for joining me. This is going to be a good night. I am very much looking forward to Brett's eviction speech and the shocked look on people's faces when it's 5-4. And it's going to be good. And I feel like this has been the case every Thursday. I've been like, man, tonight's going to be good. We'll have some fun. We'll have some fun tonight. Of course, Rob will be live with Josh, and Brent, to recap the live eviction and get reactions. That should be very fun. I will, of course, be live here tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything going on the feeds post eviction and if anything happens today. So that will be fun. Tucky's is Twitch today, Taryn. I might jump on Twitch. You can find me on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. Maybe hang out there if there's anything going on in the feeds, or you know, maybe I'll throw a game on or something. Who knows? But you can follow me there, Taryn Armstrong. You can also follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Make sure you check out the Ninja Warrior podcast. We are back. Don't worry, we're back. And we talked about all the episodes we missed, as well as the Miami finals. And I think that's it. So. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I like hanging out with you guys. It's a lot of fun. I will see you next time.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.